Lesson 10. He inviteth all to come unto him. 2 Nephi, chapters 26 through 30. Purpose. To help class members understand that through the restoration of the gospel and the teachings of the Book of Mormon, the Lord will cause truth to triumph over evil. Preparation. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 2 Nephi chapter 26. Nephi prophesies of the Savior's ministry among the Nephites. Nephi also foresees pride and priestcrafts and the eventual destruction of his people. B. 2 Nephi chapter 27. Nephi testifies of the coming forth of the Book of Mormon as part of the restoration of the gospel. C. 2 Nephi chapter 28. Nephi prophesies that Satan will spread false doctrine in the last days. D. 2 Nephi, chapters 29 through 30. Nephi teaches about the importance of the Book of Mormon and the blessings that will come to those who receive it. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Read the following statement by Elder Gene R. Cook. Last summer on a lonely stretch of desert highway, we saw ahead what appeared to be the road covered with water. My children would have wagered their entire savings on that fact. But within a few minutes, we were at the distant spot and saw not one drop of water. What an illusion! How many things there are in this life that appear to be one way, and all of a sudden are the reverse. Satan operates that way. He is the master of illusion. He creates illusions in an attempt to detour, dilute, and divert the power and the attention of the Latter-day Saints from the pure truth of God. In Conference Report, April 1982, pages 35 through 36, or Ensign May 1982, page 25. What is an illusion? Something that deceives or misleads. What are some illusions that Satan uses to lead people astray? How can we discern between these illusions and the truth? Explain that the chapters discussed in this lesson contain powerful prophecies concerning the last days. Nephi prophesied about people who would be deceived by Satan and fall away from the truth. However, he also foresaw the restoration of the gospel and the blessings that would be given to the righteous. This lesson discusses these prophecies and helps us understand how to avoid being deceived by Satan's falsehoods and remain faithful to the truth. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Nephi prophesies of the Savior's ministry among the Nephites. Discuss 2 Nephi chapter 26. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that Nephi foresaw that before the Savior visited the Nephites, there would be great wars and contentions for many generations. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 1 through 2. He prophesied that between the time of Christ's death and his ministry among the Nephites, the wicked would be destroyed. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 3 through 7. How did Nephi describe those who would be preserved at the Savior's coming? See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 8. Why are these same qualities important for us today? How were the righteous Nephites and their posterity blessed? See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 9. Nephi prophesied that after four generations of peace and righteousness, his people would meet a speedy destruction. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 10. What would cause this destruction? See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 10 through 11. Why is pride such a serious sin? What can we do in our lives to keep the Spirit of the Lord with us? How did Nephi describe the way Satan leads people to destruction? See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 22. You may want to explain that a flaxen cord is made of thin, light strands. What are some ways Satan uses flaxen cords before binding people with strong cords? How did Nephi describe the way the Savior leads people to salvation? See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 23 through 27, and verse 33. How can we help others partake of his salvation? 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 24. Nephi warned against priestcrafts. What are priestcrafts? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 29, Alma chapter 1, verse 16. What examples of priestcraft are evident in the world today? How can we counteract these conditions? See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 30 through 31, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 24, and Moroni chapter 7, verses 45 through 47. 2. Nephi testifies of the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi chapter 27. Chapter 27 contains further prophecies about the last days. Which events described in 2 Nephi chapter 27 have been fulfilled in this dispensation? Have class members take a few minutes to review 2 Nephi chapter 27, verses 6 through 35. You may want to divide the class into groups and have each group focus on different verses within the passage. Summarize their answers on the chalkboard. Some answers are listed below with discussion questions to encourage participation. A. An ancient book would be delivered to a man for translation. 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 9. What was this book? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 6. What reason did the Lord give for choosing a young, unlearned man to translate the Book of Mormon? See 2 Nephi chapter 27, verses 19 through 23. B. A portion of the words of the book would be shown to a learned man who would ask to see the book. 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 15. What event was prophesied in these verses? See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 63 through 65. Why did the learned man want to see the book? See 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 16. In what ways might the Book of Mormon be sealed to those who seek the glory of the world? C. Witnesses would testify of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. 2 Nephi chapter 27, verses 12 through 14. Why was it important for witnesses to see the plates? See Ether chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. Also 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. D. The power of the Book of Mormon would be manifest in people's lives. 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 26, verses 29 through 30, and verse 35. What changes have you seen in your life or the lives of others because of the power of the Book of Mormon? 3. Nephi prophesies that Satan will spread false doctrines in the last days. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi chapter 28. Nephi prophesied that in the last days people would deny the power of God and teach false, vain, and foolish doctrines. 2 Nephi chapter 28 verses 3 through 9. Also 2 Nephi chapter 26 verses 20 through 21. How was this condition prevalent in Joseph Smith's time? See Joseph Smith History 1 verses 5 through 6. Verse 19 and verse 21. How is it prevalent today? How did Nephi describe the false teaching that people would use to justify sinning? See 2 Nephi chapter 28 verses 7 through 9. What are some of the rationalizations people use today to excuse sin? What are the dangers of not worrying about committing a little sin? 2 Nephi chapter 28 verse 8. Nephi also foresaw that people in the last days would be filled with pride. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verses 12 through 15. What was the eventual result of the pride of the Nephites? See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 10 through 11. How is pride a stumbling block to our spiritual growth? How can we overcome pride? Nephi taught that pride would lead many to rob the poor. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 13. How might a desire for fine clothing or other luxuries cause us to neglect the poor? In what ways can we help those who are less fortunate, both physically and spiritually? According to Nephi, how would many people react to the word of the Lord in the last days? See 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 20 and verse 28. Why do the words of God often stir many up to anger against that which is good? Nephi prophesied that Satan would pacify the people and lull them away into carnal security. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 21. What is carnal security? The word carnal refers to the flesh. To have carnal security is to find security in following the appetites of the flesh or trusting in worldly objects or ideas. How can the contentment of carnal security keep us from repentance? What does the phrase "leadeth them away carefully," 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 21, suggest about Satan's tactics? Elder James E. Pfau shared the following analogy. Thomas R. Rowan said, author and commentator Malcolm Muggeridge once told a story about some frogs who were killed without resistance by being boiled alive in a cauldron of water. Why didn't they resist? Because when they were put in the cauldron, the water was tepid. Then the temperature was raised ever so slightly, then a bit warmer still, and on and on and on. The change was so gradual, almost imperceptible, that the frogs accommodated themselves to their new environment until it was too late. The point that Mr. Muggeridge was making was not about frogs, but about us, and how we tend to accept evil as long as it is not a shock that is thrust on us abruptly. We are inclined to accept something morally wrong if it is only a shade more wrong than something we are already accepting. From the National Press Club Forum. After sharing this analogy, Elder Pfau said, this gradual process was foretold by ancient prophets. In Conference Report, April 1989, page 40, or Ensign, May 1989, page 32. How did Nephi describe the ways that Satan would flatter some people? See 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 22. Why do you think Satan would want us to believe that there is no devil and no hell? How can studying the Book of Mormon help us be spiritually alert and avoid becoming at ease in Zion? 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 24. President Ezra Taft Benson said, the Book of Mormon exposes the enemies of Christ. It confounds false doctrines and lays down contention. 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 12. It fortifies the humble followers of Christ against the evil designs, strategies, and doctrines of the devil in our day. The type of apostates in the Book of Mormon are similar to the type we have today. God, with His infinite foreknowledge, so molded the Book of Mormon that we might see the error and know how to combat false educational, political, religious, and philosophical concepts of our time. In Conference Report, April 1975, pages 94 through 95, or Ensign, May 1975, page 64. 4. Nephi teaches about the importance of the Book of Mormon. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi, chapters 29 through 30. Why will some people in the last days reject the Book of Mormon? See 2 Nephi chapter 29, verse 3, also 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 29. Why should we study the Book of Mormon in addition to the Bible? See 2 Nephi chapter 29, verses 4 through 14, also 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 30. Nephi prophesied that the Book of Mormon would be successful in bringing the Gentiles, 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 3, the posterity of Lehi, 2 Nephi chapter 30, verses 3 through 6, and the Jews, 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 7, to a belief in Jesus Christ as the Savior. How are these prophecies beginning to be fulfilled? Conclusion. Explain that through studying the Book of Mormon and living the gospel, we will gain the power to avoid Satan's deceptive illusions and be guided as we strive to stay on the straight and narrow path. Challenge class members to study the Book of Mormon individually and with their families so that they may receive the blessings the Lord has promised to the righteous. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. A great division among the people. 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 10. Nephi prophesied that before the millennium the Lord would cause a great division among the people. 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 10. How did Nephi describe that division? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 10. What are some of the blessings the righteous will enjoy in the millennium? 2 Nephi chapter 30, verses 12 through 18. 2. Youth activity. Note, you may need assistance with this activity. Show class members the three optical illusions on this page. If possible, you may want to make and distribute a copy of the optical illusions for each class member. Discuss with class members the questions below the figures. In Figure 1, lines A and B are the same length. In Figures 2 and 3, the middle prong does not attach to the other two prongs. After you have had a few minutes to talk about these illusions, ask the following questions. How are these pictures deceptive? What are some illusions Satan uses to deceive us? What can we do to see or understand the truth? Figure 1, which is longer, A or B? Figures 2 and 3, where do the middle prongs attach? End of Lesson 10, He inviteth all to come unto Him.